Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Can you get one of those too? Thank you for the reminder. Okay. I'm going to call to order this meeting of the Joint Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. Today is August 18th, 2016. We are meeting in the Anchorage LIO Conference Room A. I am Representative Mike Hawker chairing. The first item on our agenda today is to establish a quorum by roll call. So, like, Madam Secretary, are you online?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Oh, beautifully. Thank you. That's, like, really good. So, Madam Secretary, if you could please do us the honor and call the roll.
Okay. Senator Stedman? Senator Bishop?
Present.
Senator Giesel? Senator Hoffman?
Here.
Senator Kelly, alternate? Senator McKinnon?
Here.
Representative Quito?
Here.
Representative Olson? Representative Thompson?
Here.
Representative Pruitt? Excuse me? Representative Newman, alternate? Representative Kawasaki, alternate? Chair Hawker?
Present. So here we have six members present, including both representatives from the House of Representatives and the Senate. Therefore, we do in fact have a quorum to conduct business. First item on our agenda today is the routine approval of minutes from the April 14 and the May 26th Legislative Budget and Audit Committee meetings. I'd ask Madam Vice Chair, do you have a motion for us?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the minutes from the LBNA meetings on April 14, 2016 and May 26, 2016 be approved as presented.
The question before the committee is the approval of the April 14, 2016 and the May 26, 2016 minutes as presented. Is there objection? Hearing seen none, those minutes are so approved. I guess I neglected to point, we do have Steve Thompson, Representative Thompson is online, and Representative Thompson, so happy to have you on board with us today.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Most of this meeting, by its nature, it's a routine meeting for review of a performance audit. Audit's the wrong choice of words, but a performance review report before we release it to the agency. We also have a series of regular sunset examinations and audit examinations to be reviewing in preliminary before we release those to the agencies for comment. By statute, all of this work needs to be done in executive session until the end of the day when we come out of executive session and we have motions to release the reports publicly. I know it's a tight day for folks, and if people have to drop off, we, just for a point of procedural process here, we do not have to maintain a quorum present in the room in order to conduct this hearing, but at the end of the day, we do need a quorum to move these audits and review reports to the agencies. And when we get to that point, if we don't have a quorum, we'll do our best to chase people down. Also, procedurally, you know, we're getting started here at 11 o'clock. We're hoping to get the performance review for Department of Education and Early Development done before a lunchtime break. We'll take a break to whatever works best for the committee, an hour, whatever is preferred. And then we will resume and get... we will be resuming in executive session, so we will be able to continue with the presentations on the audit preliminaries, and then again we will come out of that and conduct the voting as necessary. So take a quick, oh, thank you very much. It's Representative Pruitt, welcome on board.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Very good here. So that, I guess I'd very quickly, since we're going to be in a long executive session, is there anything any member would like to place on the record for this meeting before we continue? Hearing see none. Madam Vice Chair, do you have a motion for us to enter executive session?
Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee enter executive session under Uniform Rule 22B3 and AS24.20.301 for the discussion of confidential audit and performance review reports.
Well, the question before the committee is entering executive session to review confidential audit reports and a performance review. Is there objection? Hearing seeing none, we're about to enter executive session. I would invite any legislator who is here who wishes to have their staff remain in the room. Just let me know, and those staff are very welcome to stay and participate. I also specifically invite the auditors, their team, and our Department of Education Performance Review presenter to stay for the executive session.
Mr. Chairman, if I could ask if...
Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If my staff, Erin Schein, can be here, she'll be in and out. We're interested in a couple of the reviews.
Absolutely, ma'am. And Erin, at your leisure, you're certainly welcome to come and go as you would like. So with that, we will enter executive session.
Yes, I'm online. I'm present.
Thank you very kindly, sir. So, Madam Vice Chair, it's time for a couple motions. Excuse me, we get a quick eddies here.
Everybody went mute. What happened? Yeah, all of a sudden they just went away on me here. He's getting ready to have a motion to vote.
Can you check your mic?
Hello, anybody there?
Steve, don't hang up. Steve.
Oh, I'm not. Everybody went away on me here.
Are you back yet? Are we back?
Yeah, you're on me now. You got me?
Okay.
Quick, grab it. Let's get the vote.
Okay. Yeah. We are going to come back on the record. And just to be certain, Madam Secretary, do you have all that you need to ascertain that we have a quorum and we are back on the record? Madam Secretary.
Can you hear me? Yes, Chair Hopper.
Madam Secretary?
No, can't hear me.
Do we have a secretary online?
Chair Hopper, can you hear me? Hello?
Your line is unmuted.
Can you hear me?
Okay, we can hear you. Can you hear us now?
I can hear you now. Yes, thank you. You could state the names of the people for me, or I can grab the roll call sheet. I had to come over to a microphone across the room.
Okay, ma'am. I will reiterate our roll call.
Thank you.
Representative Steve Thompson, who is online, could you confirm that you are here, sir?
Yes, I'm present.
We have present in the room Representative Keto, Senator Hoffman, myself, Representative Hawker, chairing. We have Vice Chair Anna McKinnon and Member Senator Kathy Giesel. In that we have six members and we have representatives of both the House and the Senate, we do have a quorum to conduct business. So, Madam Secretary, are we good to go?
Yes, we are. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Madam Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee release the Department of Education and Early Development Preliminary Performance Review Report to the agency for response.
The question before the committee is the release of the Department of Education Early Development Preliminary Performance Review to the agency for response. Is there objection? Hearing see none, so ordered. Madam Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I move the following preliminary audits be released to agencies for response. Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, Board of Certified Direct Entry Midwives Sunset. Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, Sunset. Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, Board of Veterinarian Examiners, Sunset. Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, Regulatory Commission of Alaska, FY15 Annual Report. Department of Administration, State Travel Office. University of Alaska, University Travel.
The question before the committee is the release of those audit preliminary reports to the respective agencies for comment. Representative Keto has objected. Representative Keto.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. All I wanted to do is put on the record that I am a registrant of the Board of Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, and that there could be a perceived conflict of interest.
And Representative Keto, I will object to I respect that. I will object to your abstaining from voting. Thank you for making my quorum. With that, Representative Keto, is your objection maintained?
Withdraw my objection.
Is there other objection? Hearing, seeing none, all those audit preliminary reports are ordered released. Madam Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I move the following final audit be released to the public. FY14 statewide single audit reissued.
So the question before the committee is the release of a final audit to the public reissuing our FY14 statewide single audit. Is there objection? Hearing see none, so ordered. That brings us down to other committee business. I have two things I need to place on the record here for the committee. LBNA members are aware of this, but I do want to get it just on our record, Madam Secretary. I have received, and the entire committee, we were CC'd on a letter dated July 19th from the Oil and Gas Competitiveness Review Board. They requested from us an extension for a statutorily required report due to the legislature. Their stated reason was that due to the recent passage of House Bill 247, the board felt it would require additional time with the changes that are being made to the Cook Inlet tax regime in order to supply the legislature.
I assume they're going to send these to them. Educationally.
And that's
been great.
Which one do you thought of this
is? Okay. Representative Thompson, can you mute yourself there?
Sorry, I just did.
Thank you.
Repeating, that due to the changes to the Cook Inlet tax regime, in order to supply the legislature with a meaningful analysis of the basin's activities and competitiveness. I responded in a letter dated August 1st, which I also copied to all BNA members and to leadership. Well, I was clear that as an individual legislator, I understood their concern and agreed with their, the issues and assessment about the challenges in meeting their deadlines, that our committee, the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, has no ability to waive or extend a statutory deadline or due date. That is not within our statutory authorities, and that the report does not itself involve LBNA. It is not within our purview, our scope of responsibility. It is to be submitted directly to leadership offices. So the Oil and Gas Competitiveness Review Board will have to decide their own next step, but we as a committee, LBNA, do not have any jurisdiction on this matter. You can appreciate that. Secondly, it's informational for the committee. I've been working very closely with, and my give credit where credit's due, my staff has been working very closely with Senator Giesel on, and I have worked with her as well, in preparing the legislature for upcoming Joint Resources Committee meetings that will be involving reviewing and considering proposals made by the administration to make significant changes to the process that is going forward with the development of a gas line that is now being changed quite, it's being proposed for changes that are quite different than what has been discussed, evaluated by the legislature. Talking with, and very much respectfully, with Senator Giesel, we were looking for some fairly short notice legal review, particularly related to tax matters and tax issues with regard to these proposals that are being made. We looked at two firms, first one being Manley Brautigam in Anchorage here, who have previously worked with us on doing evaluations of the tax status of AGDC a couple of years ago. And likewise, for the specific issues on bonding and debt that might be issued related to a project, they did not feel the core competency, and they recommended us to Jermaine Duncan and Owens PC in town here, who are extraordinarily well-respected bond counselors in the state of Alaska. It is my intent to issue the statutory allowable $35,000 signature contracts to these two agents, these two law firms, to provide counsel that we submitted a scope from, we worked together and reviewed it with Senator Giesel for the coming Joint Resources Committee meetings. So it's a real tight notice for those guys to do it, but they are, in my opinion, certainly eminently qualified. They know our business and are going to be able to provide some good preliminary support for the Resources Committees and the entire legislature. One element as part of this, Manley Brautigam has made the full disclosure to us that they have done and continue to do work on property taxes for various players in the oil and gas industry. And it's just as a matter of practice and course, they want to make basically sign an acknowledgement notice of potential waiver of any conflict that might come up with their work regarding property taxes with those entities. Those entities will sign that, we'll sign it. I fully intend to sign this specifically because the work we are requesting done here, which has to do with the structure, organization, taxability of the gas pipeline project, absolutely in no way conflicts with the property tax work being done by this firm for these various companies. And if there was a further conflict arise, we will all be notified and have a chance to talk about this. But it's a legal procurement. Legal procurements are specifically exempted from the long-term procurement process required. And again, we've also got an expedited need to meet the requirements of our resource committees. So I just wanted to put that on the record that we are, in fact, going forward doing these, and we'll have these resources available to the legislature and particularly to the Joint Resources Committees. So that is all I had to do today on this agenda. I personally sincerely, and I mean it sincerely, Guy, ladies and gentlemen, putting your time in today for this meeting. It's been hard to get a quorum, and I really appreciate your help and everybody that made it possible. Does anyone else have an issue to put on the record before we adjourn?
Mr. Chairman.
Making it easy, folks. So, okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Madam Vice Chair.
The travel, well, I'll just hold.
Okay. Well, that, we stand adjourned.